Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got Matt Miller on all the time.
Matt Miller.
Here I come. You ready?
Lead NFL and NFL draft analyst at Bleacher Report.
In the NFL, you need guys who have upside and potential, and yet that's something that kind of makes you special.
The Stick to Football Podcast.
We ain't got to talk about too much. We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it.
Going through college and NFL film.
You need to be just an MF-er out there where you're going to put this guy on the ground every play.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from at Alpamonte Ford. Matt Miller, I believe I saw on Twitter, is tomorrow the day for the updated big board?
Yes, sir. Mock draft.
Oh, mock
well.
Draft.
So, sorry, Bears fans. It's just a one-rounder. But new mock draft coming tomorrow. I was home all week, so it was great. I was able to watch film and make phone calls and update things. And so ready to rock and roll. Tomorrow's scouting notebook's going to be a really, really good one.
Is there a chance that a former Ohio State quarterback deposes another first-round pick for the second time? Could we have a situation where Joe Burrow is headed somewhere to take somebody else out who just got there?
Yeah, I think so. I could definitely see that happen. It took me a second to figure, okay, where are you going with this? I love Joe Burrow. I really do. And it started as watching him in the bowl game last year. And you know, he took a shot from Tristan Hill early in that game, right to the mouth. And we joke about it, but ever since then, he's been flawless. Like, he's barely made a mistake since that play. And it was almost like it woke him up a little bit. And now that he's working with Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator down there, and they've got a stud freshman receiver in Ja'Marr Chase, you know, Burrow is just, he's getting it done at such a high level. And, you know, I watch a ton of college football guys, and, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks, they're making easy throws. You know, you watch Jalen Hurts and Sam Ellinger last Saturday. Everything's either horizontal or it's pitch and catch, you know, these 4 and 6 yard routes over the middle. You watch Joe Burrow play, and that dude is slinging the ball all over the field. I mean, he's aggressive, and he's athletic. He's an exceptional leader. So I don't know that the Burrow could overtake Tua on a lot of teams' quarterback boards, but I know for me the gap between those guys is disappearing because I love the way Burrow plays the game.
Yeah, sometimes with a guy like Tua, you've been watching him, and it just starts to set in. The novelty has worn off, and he's sort of been around there. It's not really fair to him, and I know that that's common in scouting, is you have to remind yourself what you initially thought of a guy, and because he raised the bar so high, you know, saying, yeah, Tua, just, he's doing what he does. At some point, he could be like, yeah, I'm doing what I do. I'm still here, guys. You know, we just, it's sort of scout's nature to get excited about the other thing.
You know, that happens. That happens every year. Honestly, it does. You know, I can remember with guys like Joey Bosa or Ezekiel Elliott, where there's almost a scouting fatigue where you're like, okay,
yeah,
I'm tired of talking about this guy.
Good phrase, yeah.
You know, and it's like, but wait, like, I know that you're tired of reading about Joey Bosa, but he's really good. So you're going to have to, or Laremy Tunsil, like, you're tired of hearing about the top guys, but we have to remember in February that they were the top guy back in August and September for a reason. Even if, like, the scouting process for Chase Young and Tua and Jerry Jeudy is mostly done, we know who those guys are. We know what their traits are. Tua's been doing this for 3 years. And yes, you're going to still watch the LSU game and the Auburn game and the SEC championship game. You're still going to watch those games, obviously, but we're not learning a whole lot about these guys anymore. I think that's what makes Burrow a little bit exciting at this point is we are learning. You know, he's basically, you know, been a starter for, you know, a year at this point. And, you know, there was no tape of him at Ohio State, obviously. So it's like, oh, this shiny new toy. And it's so fun to learn about. But we can't forget that, like, okay, like Tua and Justin Herbert and Jake Fromm, just because we've been watching them for 3 to 4 years doesn't mean they're not still really, really good.
Are the quarterback classes this year and next looking good enough to have NFL teams bail a little earlier than they normally would on the quarterbacks they might currently have?
I think so. I feel like you always have to be evaluating that, and I don't know if that's like a backdoor question where we're not going to talk about Mitch Trubisky. But I
don't get points for subtlety here, but I'll take it.
I think that you have to always be aware of that. I think it was last year there was a vice president or a DP, a director of player personnel, something like that. It was high up with a team. We were talking, and I said, "Hey, what do you think of this guy?" He was like, "Oh, I'm not watching that position because we're set at that position." And that blew my mind. It was like, why would you do this to yourself? Like, why would you not want to always be looking for an improvement? Or you never know, like, if you're going to end up with, you know, a need at that position because of injury down the road, you know, how foolish would the Carolina Panthers look if they said, "You know what? We have Cam Newton. We're not going to evaluate quarterbacks." Well, Kyle Allen's won 4 games. Or if the Jaguars said, "We signed Nick Foles, we don't need to draft a quarterback." Mm. They needed to draft Gardner Minshew. So I feel like with even, you know, this year, yeah, we have Tua and Burrow and Herbert and Eason, from Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. You know, there's 6 quarterbacks that are being evaluated as potential starters in the NFL. You have to keep an eye on that. And then next year, there's Justin Fields. There's Trevor Lawrence. You know, it's a bit of a two-man class. Sam Ellinger. We'll see if he continues to develop. You know, you have to, I think, do your diligence and look at those guys and say, okay, yeah, you know, if we are the LA Chargers, this hasn't been talked about enough. Phillip Rivers is a free agent after this year. What are they going to do? They don't have a guy on the roster, unless you really believe in Easton Stick, who was a late round pick. They don't have a guy who is the future. So I think that whether it's a team like the Chargers where you're getting to the end of the run, or a team like the Bears where you've drafted a guy and it's just not working the way you wanted it to, I think all these front offices have to be really, really smart about trying to capitalize on the depth of the quarterback market.
The difference between the Bears going to 4-2 and dropping to 3-3 with a home game against a top of the NFC rival here is just enormous, and as unlikely a place for alarmism as Connor McKnight, but he sort of brought it home with what this game means and just how badly Matt Nagy needs to win this. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I think they do. They need a win, obviously, pretty badly, because I think you can look at where they've been headed and coming off the bye. Like, you want to believe that, okay, we took that time off and we fixed some things. We figured some things out. You know, we're going to open up the offense more, or, you know, this is what we're doing defensively, things like that. The Saints are a team that they've been playing mistake-free football since Drew Brees went out. And it's simple. I know we talked about this last week. It's not complicated. Give Alvin Kamara the ball and give Michael Thomas the ball. Well, Alvin Kamara might be out or at least limited. So that's good news for the Bears. I still think Michael Thomas is a problem. And say what you will about Teddy Bridgewater. No, he doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not the most exciting guy, but he is efficient and does not turn the ball over. And so I think if you're the Bears, you have to look at that and be like, okay, this feels must win for us, you know, because the NFC North, Green Bay's 5-1. Detroit, even they got jobbed the other night. They're 2-2-1. That's a very good team. The Vikings have been unstoppable the last 2 weeks. So you're at the risk right now of being left behind a little bit with a loss at 3-3. So I think as much as a week 7 game can feel must win, this feels pretty must win for Chicago.
Matt, quickly to the college schedule here before we let you go. If I took 50 of your hard-earned dollars and made you put them on either Northwestern or Illinois to upset Ohio State or Wisconsin, respectively, which one would you take?
If I had to bet,
You have to do it.
Oh, man. I would take Illinois to upset Wisconsin, I think. That game's in Illinois. Not that that matters a whole lot, but I do feel like if you can shut Jonathan Taylor down, the Badgers are susceptible, at least. We haven't really seen Jack Cohn have to take over a game. So maybe Lovie Smith, you know, can pull something out from his, you know, vast knowledge of defense to stop Jonathan Taylor. No one else has been able to do it. So it'll be interesting to see if someone else can. But I don't think Ohio State. I love Northwestern. You guys know I'm such a big believer in Fitz, but I don't think anyone's stopping the Buckeyes right now.
I agree. Matt, thank you as always.
Appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.